Hello, everyone.
Radio.
I do that quite often. I'm sorry. Hello, everybody. It's Christiana here, also known as Lady Goldie. Today, I have a guest that will be speaking. I am not sure if she's called in, but I'm going to check real quick. Hi, is this the co-host?
No, this is Mike.
Okay, I'll get back to you later.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
So, it seems that I am having some technical difficulties here. I have somebody that's supposed to be joining the show today, but I am not seeing her anywhere. So I am just going to send her a message real quick. So for starters, I want to explain a few things. I always do psychic readings in the show. Today the goal was to talk about witchcraft and as well do the psychic readings. Here are my rules for the readings. The first rule is you cannot, you can't ask any questions about pregnancy, anything health-related, any criminal case, anything that's involving legal matters. And I also decided that I am not going to do time frames anymore. So please don't ask for a time frame or exactly when something's going to happen. I just don't feel comfortable with answering that. And I don't think that there's a time frame that's always set in stone anyways, because things can always change. Okay, so I am still, I apologize, everybody. I'm supposed to have somebody joining the show today, and I am not seeing her respond to me. So this is all coming from my perspective. The first question is, what is witchcraft? And to me, witchcraft is, it's a nature-based practice. Some witches, like myself, some of them worship nature. I don't particularly worship nature, but I draw power from it in magic. And I incorporate elements into my spells. And I also call on the loving and compassionate spirits to aid me in my spells, to help me carry them out and make them manifest. I'm not too heavy in the ritual, although I do like cast a circle for protection, pray, and do everything in love and light. Two, how do you personally practice witchcraft? Well, I just pretty much told you. The only other thing is that in my circle, I'll incorporate like crystals, stones, or something that's symbolic that means something to me, to bring a certain energy to the circle. I like to cast my circle in salt, and sometimes the pink Himalayan salt to add that compassionate love to the circle. And I also use lots of herbs. I use bay leaves, burning bay leaves to make my wishes and send them out into the universe. I use all of the spices that you find in the store, cinnamon sticks, let's see, what else? Bay leaves. I really like cloves for banishing negativity. And I will take these and mix them into like a jar to make a little prayer jar. So I like to do that a lot. Sometimes I'll do honey jar spells to sweeten a situation up in my favor or somebody else's favor. Let's see. Explain how it is not devil worship as many people seem to believe it is. It's a common misconception that witchcraft is worshiping the devil. Most of us don't even believe that the devil exists. I said most of us. See, I have a Christian background, so I do believe the devil exists, and I do believe in it abstaining from the black magic and trying to force people to do your will. So, I just got a message from my co-host, and she will not be joining us today, unfortunately. So like I was saying, many of us don't believe the devil exists, and many of us just do basic, you know, like the white magic. We don't do stuff to curse people. Some of us do, some of us don't. I personally don't believe in the negative aspect of magic. And then number four, what is magic? Well, to me personally, magic is just, let's see. Magic, it's like working magic except for without the religion. So say I could identify as a Wiccan, but that's religion and there's all of these rituals and stuff that you need to follow. And I do more of the magical aspect, mixing of the herbs and spices and like using the cauldron and, you know, like candle magic. And so I'm more into the magic rather than religion and ritual. So to me, magic doesn't necessarily involve religion. Okay, it looks like I had a bunch of callers drop, which is unfortunate. I was a little late to logging into the show, and depending on how many callers I get today, I will probably cut the show a little short. I was expecting the co-host to come and join me today and discuss about witchcraft. That didn't happen. So I am going to go to the first caller. I've been waiting the longest. 646 area code.
Oh, hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I have a question for you. I just would like to know, will my finances gradually improve?
Okay. I ask you to just sit down and relax and open yourself up, let your walls down so I can kind of, you know, take a look and see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let's see. I'm not seeing that your income will increase anytime soon, but I am seeing that you're going to be managing your money better and saving more money. Because I saw you with the hand. Huh?
Yeah, that's what my main goal would be.
Yeah, I saw you with a handful of money, like cash, and then like taking, you know, and change, and then taking some of that and putting it into a little, into a jar. So that would indicate that.
Oh my gosh, you are so funny, because I have a jar sitting on my dresser. And yes, I do put money in the jar, and I was going to add like maybe $20 to $40, just to, you know, just to every week that every week when I get paid, I was going to add that in the jar for emergency money, just in case, so I don't have to always go to the ATM machine to get money, because I've been doing that constantly.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great way to save. That's a great way to have
okay.
it like right on hand in cash.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, because I want to actually start looking for a job soon. So, all right.
A job?
Yeah, I'm going to start. Yeah, because I currently work at a call center, and I'm trying to get back into the administrative side of things. So that's what my main goal would be for the month of September, is to start looking for a job wholeheartedly. I'm trying to leave where I'm currently working.
Okay. Well, I think that you already have your mind made up if you know what you're going to do. And because you're determined, I really think that things are going to work out for you, that you'll get the job that you desire.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, sister. Okay, and the next caller, 914 area code.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you think I should ask this gentleman that I want to work with, he's a Taurus, if I should ask him to work with me on my project that begins with an I or the one that begins with an S.
Okay, so you're asking about two different guys?
No, it's one guy, but two different projects. If I should ask him to work with me on one that begins with the letter I or one that begins with the letter S.
I'm drawn to the letter I, so I'm thinking it's the I one.
Oh, okay. And we'll work together well, you think? It'll be a good match?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to be maybe a little standoffish for a bit, but he'll warm up to you, and things will go well. You guys will get the project completed.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Thank you so very
you're
much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, you're welcome.
Take care. Thank you. Thank you. You too. Have a blessed night. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm trying to keep these calls organized. Okay, 805 area code.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. This is Donna. Yeah, I wanted to know if a relationship's coming in for me. I'm not in a relationship right now, and yeah, I'd like to go toward marriage with someone.
Okay. I do see. Okay. I'm getting like a silhouette image, and I'm not sure why I can't clearly see him. Quite often, I'll be able to see the person pretty clearly, but he's kind of in like a silhouette. And what that I'm feeling intuitively what that indicates is that it's a little further out. Than what you'd hope for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he will come into the picture, and it looks like it's going to be a very healthy relationship, very romantic, and that he will be committed to you.
Oh, good. Am I going to meet him, do you think, in my town where I live, or will it be somewhere else? Or
it looks like it's going to be in your town.
Oh, good.
Is there, like, a get-together or something coming up out in your town?
Well, I'm going to Hawaii. My brother's invited me.
Oh,
so I'm going there for 5 days. But get-together, I had a reading from this another person, and they said that there's going to be a big celebration for me before the end of the year. So I guess there will be a get-together.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was seeing it, too, some kind of a gathering of people towards the end of the year. So,
wow.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that. Okay, so if he's committed, then he may possibly want to go into marriage later on down the road.
Well, yeah, he will. He will.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't see that taking long.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I want. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
Forgive me, but I'm getting kind of mixed up with the calls today. So I'm going to go through each call and check and see if I've taken your call yet. Hi.
Hi.
Christiana, have I taken your call yet?
No, you haven't. Christiana, that's a pretty name. No, you haven't taken my call
yet. Thanks. So how can I help you today?
Well, my question to you is, do you see me getting an offer in employment? I am interviewing. I'm trying to change careers. It's been kind of slow the past couple of weeks. I haven't gotten any responses, but August is usually vacation month. It really is. Do you see me getting an offer soon from a company?
It's going to be this year. I'm seeing a leaf, different colors. So it's gonna be this fall. I'd say late fall, possibly into November, but I'm thinking more fall.
More fall? But you do see it's gonna happen, huh?
Yeah, because that's a season I got, so it's telling me that. Well, it's telling me that's the season it's going to be in, and I think you'll get what you've been looking for.
So, oh my goodness, that's not that far off.
Keep
your intention
solid.
Christiane, I did have a new career. It didn't work out, so I'm moving on. But my girlfriend's a recruiter. She got me a job, so I am working. The problem is with this job. I know I'm going to be able to stay there until I find a new one, but I'm getting a lot of trouble because they think there's people that found out they think I make too much money there. Are they going to cause problems for me there, or some of the women are? Oh, it's so petty.
It's just more gossip.
It'll
cause some issues like stress and stuff, but they might quarrel about it. But it's not
going to settle down.
Cause you.
I know, my boss, I know.
It's going to kind of pick up in pace before it stops, before the gossip. Just try to
keep doing the job. I know.
Yeah, just focus on the job and don't feed into it.
And my boss, the big manager, she's very fair. She's going to stick with it, isn't she? She really is, because she knows I do my job.
She's not going to get rid of you.
She's going to blow it off she's not going to cut my pay, is she? Oh, my God.
No.
Some of the women are so petty there because she knows I work. But I was really worried about that because I am making decent money. It doesn't matter. Money's not everything. I'm still looking for the right job. So you do feel by the end of the fall, you said, going more into the winter, I will get the job I'm looking for.
Yes.
So that probably means I'll start interviewing for the job in probably October.
That sounds about right.
I know. Okay, listen, you answered two questions. Thank you so much. You can get your next call.
All
okay,
right.
Sweetie?
Thanks.
You.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, let's see if I have taken this call yet. 646 area code. Have I taken your call?
Yes, you have.
Oh,
okay. I'm just listening to your show now. Okay.
Okay, I just got a new call. Oh, dang it. Okay. Bear with me, everybody. Have I taken your call?
Yes. How are you doing?
I have taken your call already.
No, you have not taken my call.
Okay. Okay, great.
So,
what is your question for today?
My question for today is regarding the next step in my career.
Okay, so
I'm looking for a new job.
Mhm. So you're wondering when you're going to get the new job.
Mhm. What's going to be?
I can't give like a specific time frame, but I can kind of give you like the season that it will be in.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just try to look into that for you. And what was your name
again? Shruti.
So I'm getting at the end of the year, towards the end of the year, so in the winter time.
Oh, okay. Any picking up anything
regarding
what the environment
is going to
be like? Yeah, what kind of job or how I'm going to find out about it, kind of thing.
It might not really be in your field of choice, but it looks like it's like a secretarial job. But
okay.
Something tells me that it might not be like your cup of tea, but it can hold you over for a while, you know, until you find something more suitable.
Okay. And how am I going to hear about it? How am I going to find the job? Is this going to be?
Online. It's going to be online. That is where you'll find it.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate
Take
it. Take care. Bye.
Bye. I just wanted to throw something out there. I have been told recently that I sound depressed when I'm on air or on the phone or whatever. I guess I'm a little bit more bubbly today, but I wanted to apologize for that. It's just my voice. I have a very monotone voice, but even when I'm feeling good, I have this just kind of monotone, kind of blah, blah, blah voice. So that's just the way it is. So I hope that I'm keeping you interested long enough to listen to the show. I have open chat, just so you all know. So you can chat to me and ask me any questions if you want. This is just kind of an open time right now to ask anything you want. So just, you know, if it's about witchcraft, if it's about magic, if it's an extra question you have about, like, for a little reading, just ask one question and I can answer it. I see one person in chat with me. Some of you might be calling in, though. Okay. Okay, so I wanted to share with you, please go to the description box for this episode, for this show, go to the description box, and in the link, you will see a link to my psychic group that I created not too long ago. Please join the group, and please, 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 please leave a review for me. Your reviews really help to get my business moving forward. It keeps the momentum going. It lets people know that I'm, you know, a decent psychic and can be accurate in my readings. Last show, people said they were going to go and leave reviews, and they never did. So I really encourage you to leave those reviews. And I'm going to start putting a link in the description box as well for the donations for readings. You know, honestly, even if you could dollar, honestly, even a dollar would help me out a great deal. And that's not much, but, you know, every little bit helps, as my mom always says. And in that group, in that psychic group, it's Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I post fun psychic games, yeah, like all kinds of games, information about angels. I do general readings for everybody, all kinds of stuff. And sometimes I talk about more life coach-related stuff, like lessons for life, like about the heart chakra and about being with your heart and, let's see, and all kinds of different stuff. So I encourage you to check it out. I've also, I'm going to be posting to my Wix website. It still has the word Wix in it because I need to pay for the service of Wix. So I'll be doing that and getting an official domain next month. So keep your eyes peeled for that too. I'm also, like I said, the psychic group, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Check that out. I have my page as well. You can also leave reviews there, if you, whatever you choose. And that is also Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. And then, as obviously, I have the show. So, trying to keep the ball moving, trying to keep things going. Let's see. I forgot to grab my cards. So I'm going to grab my cards right now. And if the phone, if it goes out of service, I'll have to just call back into the show. I've been having issues with reception lately in my apartment. Okay. So I've been using this deck a lot lately. It's the Soul Journey Lesson Card by James Van Praagh. And I plan on getting a few more decks next month, which I'm excited because I can share with all of you over the phone. Can you guys hear me all right, or am I cutting in and out? Am I clear? Just checking if anybody's going to post chat. Okay, so I'm going to shuffle the cards. I am so bad at shuffling. Okay. Okay. So this is just for anybody out there who happens to need this. I'm sure it'll strike home with somebody out there. The first card I have is humor. And this is for the recent past, but of course having humor at any time in your life is beneficial. So humor. I choose to focus on the lighter side of life. That's just saying that one of you has been going through this, has experienced this, and you have been focusing on the lighter side of life. And in the picture here, there's a laughing Buddha with, he's standing up with arms kind of raised in the air like a high five, and he's laughing. So he looks pretty happy. Humor. I choose to focus on the lighter side of life. And let's see. Here it is. Humor. I choose to focus on the lighter side of life. There are definitely parts of life that require your serious attention. But you have to learn to have fun. Don't neglect things that bring you joy or make you laugh. Besides the health benefits to your physical body, your emotional and mental bodies reap huge rewards from the art of joy. Seek out the people who make you feel good about being alive. Avoid cynicism and pessimism. Always look at your cup as being half full instead of half empty. The endless chatter of this physical dimension can seep into your conscious mind. So do your best to listen to happy music, read soul-enriching fiction, and be wary of movies or TV shows that can darken your mood. Second card is freedom. I possess the power and the free will to create my own happiness. And this is a present card, so this great card affirming that somebody out there is really stepping into their own freedom. Your soul is open to receiving new wisdom and insights that will allow it to make the right choices for its own growth. Remember, you are never a victim of other people or their circumstances. You have complete control over your own choices. By following your heart and being authentic to yourself, you present the real you to the world. Making decisions based on other people's expectations is not the true path to happiness. You are responsible for creating your own reality. Soul shift is to a place of honoring itself in its totality, free from judgment. Only then will it find its true freedom. Every soul is unique and follows its own path. Don't give in to peer pressure or the urge to fit in. You are the only one who truly knows the real you. So feel free to march the beat of your own drum. Third card is forgiveness. And this is in the near future. So it's like a card encouraging you to forgive others. Forgiveness. I acknowledge that harboring resentment blocks the flow of love. You can never flow with your natural energy of love unless you release the negative energy of hate, anger, intolerance, or blame. Every soul in your path has free will, and you have no control over that. What you do have control over is how you react to the manifestations of others' free will. Holding on to that negative energy will strengthen karmic cycles, and forgiveness can break that pattern. The most important person you must learn to forgive is always yourself. Blaming yourself for failures blocks the natural flow of love, which will attract all good things in your life. Okay, so that was the general reading for everybody. I'm going to check that in real quick. Okay.
Okay, well, like I said, I have those things for this one that I was facing with my cohort, but she said that she was sick, and you don't have any more calls mentioning the job. Because I was like a minute or two late for them. And I apologize for that. I did not let it happen again. Just a reminder, this show is called Thomas Life Coaching. It's centered around life coaching and psychic readings. But now it's mainly psychic readings, and then I throw in some life coaching in there. So it's kind of flip-flopped around. Okay, well, I'm going to end the show now, everybody.
thank you so much for calling in again. I will be doing my best to reach out to all of you on Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. CDT Central Standard Time. So make sure you subscribe to my show. Save it on your laptop page so it'll send you notifications when the show is going to start. Okay, everybody, you take care. Many blessings and love and light to you. It's because of you that gives my heart so much joy to do these readings for you. Thank you for giving me that. And I aim to give you the best readings with the most compassion that I can muster. So thank you so much for calling. Take care, and again, many blessings.